Koisai. It's very interesting. Many of us realize that there's a very big discrepancy between Chutz Oris and Eretz Yisrael with regard to the parashiyos. And we find that we actually only reconcile the same parashiyos by Matos and Masei. Right? So people ask, why do we put Bahar and Bechu Koisai together? And we do Bechu Koisai, Chutz Oris do Bahar and Bechu Koisai, and we get together. The teretz is very simple, that the Gemara says that Ezra Tikein, Ezra's Masakein, that we should read Parshas Bechu Koisai, the Teichocha, or Parshas Bechu Koisai, before Shavuos, because it's a Yom Adin. Just like we should read the Teichocha in Sefer Devarim before Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to read the Teichocha of Shavuos before Yom Adin. And therefore what usually happens is, there's a space of 1 week between Parshas Bechu Koisai and Shavuos. And we try and keep that as close as possible. But in Eretz Yisrael, we have no choice. We had to read the parasha earlier. And therefore, there's 2 weeks space now between Parshas Bechu Koisai and Shavuos. In Chutz Oretz, they're doing the right thing by having Parshas Bechu Koisai as close as possible before Shavuos. And therefore, it would not be a good idea for them to catch up with us. And therefore, in other words, Chazal u'mesaken, the way the parashas work, that for some reason, Parshas Bechu Koisai should end up as a lesson to remind us about our avodah that we're supposed to be doing on Shavuos. What is Parshas Bechu Koisai teaching us? What are the lessons behind that? Furthermore, interestingly, Parshas Bechu Koisai obviously is a siyum, is a summary, basically it's a culmination of the whole Sefer VaYikra, and one would expect a kind of a summary at the end. The end of a bracha, you make a chasima, the end, like ke'en, the bracha itself. And therefore, the parsha of Bechu Koisai talks about brachos of klalos. It talks about erichin and tomorrow, which we'll discuss in a minute. How does that summarize, how does that complete the Sefer VaYikra, which is all about korbanos, which is all about perfecting ourselves through the korbanos? How does that complete it? So there's one very, very interesting Dvar Torah I found from Moshe Feinstein within the halacha of Hilchos Erichin. Now, Erichin is a fascinating parasha which is quite unique, in as much that there's a halacha that a person has to give his neder that a person makes for hektush, he's going to make sure he gives it to hektush. Now, erichin is the only element that we have an absolute amount that is fixed regardless of a person's status, the person's state, other than if he's male or female and his age. He could be the biggest Talmud Chacham, he could be the most professional athlete, he could be the most, Rachman Islan, almost in a coma, he could be completely paralyzed. It makes no difference. There's a certain fixed price that a child aged this amount has to give, if we make an erichin for him, and an older person between 20 to 60, and all it makes difference is your age and your gender. It makes no other difference whatsoever. That is erichin. Not to be confused with if a person says, Demei Pleini Olai, that I want to give the value or the worth of this person, then you work out all the variables of how much he is worth on the slave market. And that is completely different to Erichin. Ask Sri Moshe, why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a double standard, as it were, with regard to giving Hektush? Why is it by Erichin, it's regardless, it makes no difference at all, where you're holding in society, as long as it's a certain age, a male or female? And why is it when it comes to Demei Olai, all these variables come in and makes all the difference? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu make that in the Torah? Why is that the case? So he explains that this is to teach us a very, very fundamental lesson in the way our Kodesh Baruch Hu values each and every person. And the Mefarshim explain that the Sifri Chassidus say that after the Teichocha, the first thing they learn about is Parshas Erichin. That after a person beats himself up and really takes the chokha very, very seriously, and am I omel b'teira, maybe not, and all the terrible teichocha, a person doesn't feel that he has a value. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't get me wrong, every single Jew has a value. And regardless of where you're standing in society, every Jew is born with a value. And explains Ramosha Feinstein, this is, right? He explains that every single human being is born with a minimum that is expected from him without any effort, unless he totally corrupts who he is. There's a certain minimum that he is inbuilt within his abilities, within his intellect, within his emotions. There's a certain minimum that is required from him, and chalila for a person to go below that minimum expectations that he has. However, with the correct learning and with the correct education and the correct inspiration and the correct powers to be, whether it's working on upon himself through Musa or through learning Torah or through perfecting his midas, there is no end to the levels he himself can become over and above the minimum potential that he has. Says Rav Moshe, every single person, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, has a minimum erichin. Every person has built within him an ability that he can reach without working too hard. He says beyond that is the ability that a person, if he pushes himself, there's no end how far a person could be. That's domei olai. So there's erichin and domei olai. And he says it's very important with the education of children and education of talmidim to know what is their minimum level that is in their comfort zone. Each child is different. What is their comfort zone? And that is something that you may not, chas v'sholem, allow this child in any way not to reach. You're going to make sure that he reaches that, and it's not too difficult for him to reach that. And make sure you don't confuse that with the domei olai, which is beyond his comfort zone, that's going to need your assistance, that's going to need your help, that's going to need your encouragement to go over and above and to reach potentials that are literally sky high if he puts in the effort that Kodesh Baruch Hu will open up his mind and his heart to become very, very great. So there's erichin, which is the basic level, and there's domei olai, which is beyond, which a person puts his own efforts into. That is erichin. What is tumura? Now, tumura is a very, very amazing, extremely unique mitzvah. Tumura is a halacha where you have an animal and you made the animal hektush. So this animal, animal A, is hektush. Now he takes animal B, which could even be better than animal A, yeah? And he wants to transfer the kedusha of animal A onto animal B. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to do it. There's a lav. And if you did do it, then the halacha is both animal A and animal B both have the kedusha. It doesn't lose it. In other words, a person does a terrible aveira of doing tumura, Torah says not allowed to do it, and both animals now are fitting for the mizbeach. You take them and you makriv them. So Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch has a beautiful piece of how that understanding of what kedusha is. Kedusha is something intrinsic. You can't just transfer kedusha one onto the other. That's his whole idea. Ayin Shom. It's a beautiful piece. But Rav Moshe said, "What's the idea behind tumura?" He says, "Lo yivakir ben tov l'rav lo yimirenu." He says later on in the parasha we find the same din of a similar element of tumura with regard to maisa of behema. What's a maisa behema? The halacha is you have animals that go through. They go through a little entrance. And the halacha is every 10th animal you're supposed to mark, and that gets given away. Yeah, that's a maisa behema, exactly how it goes. Ayin Shom Mishnayos. But the halacha is, if it's a mum, if it's not a baal mum, different halachas. But the halacha is that you're not allowed to manipulate the animals to leave in a way that the 10th animal will be the better animal. In other words, I want to make sure that the maisa is super duper. I want to get the very best of maisa. So I'll move the animals in a line, that the 10th animal, which is quite easy to do, will be the very best animal. Says the Torah, no. Lo yivake ben tov l'ra. Don't do that. Don't choose one animal. Let them go out naturally how they go out. That's how it should be. For lo yimirenu means, and do not switch it. What does that mean? If the animal who went out was a better or worse animal, I can't switch onto that other animal. That animal, the 10th animal, is absolute. I can't change it. Asks Rav Moshe Feinstein again. If already it says, lo yivakir ben tov l'rav, which means I cannot manipulate the animals even before they're kodosh. I can't manipulate them that it should come out that the kodosh one should be the 10th, that the best one should be the 10th one. Obviously, once it's already kodosh, I'm not to switch one to the other. Yeah? What's the idea behind that? And he says a very, very interesting thought again in the midst of chinuch. And that's not dafka for children, it's for ourselves as well. He says, there is a culture, and I know this applies very, very much in the Japanese culture, as far as I know, that they watch children very carefully, and if they see a child, let's say, is very good with numbers, they'll send him to a school that focuses on mathematics. And if they see a child is very athletic, they'll send him on the path of to be an athlete. Or a child who's very good at who's a real big liar, they'll make him into a lawyer. You know, they'll manipulate the kids to really move into that, excuse me, yeah, into different directions of where it should be. Says Rav Moshe that you're not allowed to do that when it comes to the education of Torah. You're not allowed to say, look at your children and say, you know what, this kid is cut out for learning. Him I'll put through a better education. This other kid, not much is going to come out from him anyway. And therefore I'll focus my funding on a private school for this very talented child. And the child who's not doing so well, I'll, you know, give him the basic education. And whatever comes out from him, he'll be a worker, he'll be... No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to You're not allowed to manipulate a situation where the very best comes out the end of the production line as the very best. You've got to put them all through, and whatever happens, happens. You've got to give them all the best education. You've got to focus on each and every one of them and give them the chance to become great. Give them the chance to become great. You're not allowed to manipulate that the best one comes out. And this very often happens. You know, I will. Instead of me learning Torah, I can't learn Torah very well, so I will work the whole day long, and I'll pay a Talmud Chacham to learn Torah, and I won't learn Torah at all. You have no right to do that. You've got to give yourself the chance to learn. Doesn't mean learning the entire day. Doesn't mean be a koil guy. But what it does mean is, give yourself the right, give yourself the hanok, give yourself the opportunity to be able to learn how to learn. That is a very, very important point. Says Rav Moshe, and even once you have become great, and even once you have become a Talmud Chacham, and you are head and shoulders above everybody else, lo yimirenu. Lo yimirenu means, do not take the Kedusha off yourself and say, that's it, I've done what I need to do, I've reached what I need to reach in my learning, let somebody else now reach my levels, I'm going back into the big wide world. No, v'lo yimirenu, which means push further and push harder and become greater and more knowledgeable. V'lo yimirenu. So the first lesson of Erechin is the idea, as we discussed, that there are different levels. There's the basic level, and there is the improved level, that one can push oneself harder and become even greater beyond one's natural abilities. And the Temura is an understanding, as Rav Moshe explains, that you've got to give everyone opportunities to become great, and once you have become great, don't step aside for somebody else. Carry on and grow and grow and grow. That is the Erechin and Temura. The third vot of Rav Moshe. Yeah, Rav Moshe has another vot, and he says, when you have done Temura, a very strange thing, the animal that you've done Temura to, in other words, this animal that was not Kodosh, and you had no right to do, you had a lav to make it Kodosh, you try to transfer the Kedusha from animal A onto animal B. This animal B that you went through a lav becomes Kodosh. You have to bring it up as a korban. So he said, we have a principle we discussed a couple of days ago in Shir of Mitzvah Habor Ba'Avera. This animal B only got its Kedusha because you did a lav of trying to transfer the Kedusha. It's a mitzvah habor ba'avera.
It's not a lav ba'avera.
It's a terrible, over a lav, you get malchus. It's a terrible thing. If a person transferred the Kedusha...
He didn't push the animal himself, he just made me hit it by the...
No, a different case. The case where you take animal A, that's Kodesh, and you want to transfer the Kedusha onto animal B. So animal B, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to transfer Kedusha. If you did it, both animals become Kodesh. So Rav Moshe is a mitzvah baba avera. So Rav Moshe here teaches us that sometimes it doesn't matter. Wow. He says sometimes, this is for the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes a person says to himself, you know what, if I give tzedakah, everyone will hear about me, and I'll become a Baal Gaiva, and I should keep away from Gaiva. If I become a Talmud Chochem, who knows, power can corrupt. Who knows, I'll become a Baal Gaiva. Yeah, look down on people. Says Rav Moshe, sometimes, you know what, of course you got to fight it, and of course you got to do it. But if you became great through the beginnings, that you are afraid something will happen, don't be so afraid. Even if you have a bit of gaiva along the way, you have a bit of gaiva and fight it. And chas v'chalil to stay with it. But don't give yourself the excuse early on that I'm not going to become great or not going to get stocker because I may get the cobbler for it. And that's why. No, it doesn't matter. If ultimately you become great at the end, you become great at the end. And of course at that stage you've got to fight everything you possibly can with the gaiva. But it's not possible because it may have a bit of gaiva towards the end. It doesn't matter. By Behema, there are various different levels. By Behema, there's a korban of a Behema, which is an oilas Behema, a big, expensive Behema. What does it say over there? Ishei reach nicheach Lashem. By an oif, ishei reach nicheach Lashem, it gives pleasure to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. By a mincha, isho reach nicheach, which gives pleasure to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Mishnah in the end of Menachos. Whether you do a lot or whether you do a little, as long as you mean well, As long as you're putting in your ultimate effort, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what he wants. Even more than that, there's something called a Korban Ola V'Yoyrid. A Korban Ola V'Yoyrid is a wealthy person gives a much more expensive Korban, and a person who is not wealthy gives a lesser Korban. The Rambam paskens, Oni Shehikriv Korban Oshir Yotzo. An Oni who pushes himself more than he's able to, and he doesn't have to give this expensive korban, but he pushes himself, goes beyond his comfort zone, and he brings a more expensive korban, although he doesn't have to, he's yotzer. But an oshir who gives a korban oni, he's not yotzer. If a person has ability and he doesn't reach the minimum levels that Kosh Baruch Hu gave him, they are not yotzer. And therefore really we see this lesson of Erech and Tmura is really ultimately doing chazorah of what Seder Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, is all about. And I want to read you one story, okay? And I know you may not believe me, and therefore that's why I want to read it out from the Sefer, right? I'm not going to read it out, but that's, it's a Sefer Boruch Nafshi. If you want to check it out yourself, this is on page Tof Reish Chof Aleph. Boruch Nafshi. And he says the following story, very, very briefly, cut a long story short. There was a girl who's a Balas Tshuva, and she was at an airport. And she didn't realize how short the time was that she has between the boarding time and the time that she starts to daven. So she starts to daven Shemona Esrei, and they're called the last boarding for this and this flight. Please go immediately to gate number whatever, right? And she carries on davening. She just started Shemona Esrei. What can she do? She's not going to quickly do it. Again, I'm not saying that's halacha or not, but she was meductic in tefillah. What happened was, people tapped on her shoulder, said, you have to go. And she just carries on davening. The pilot waited for her. He couldn't wait any longer. They had a time frame. He started taxiing. As he started to taxi, there's smoke pouring out of the baggage. Stop. Bring it back to the hangar. They check it. Everyone gets off. All the cases off. They check what's going on. They can't find what's going on. They bring better engineers. Still can't find what's going on. Okay, everyone can come back on the plane again. They call again. Everyone to please come back. Fine. Everyone starts going back. There's a certain Rob over here. His name was Reb Mordechai Aaron Krieger from America. He's one of the big speakers in Arachim. He sees this girl with her suitcase leaving the airport. He said, no, come back. He said, no, I missed my flight, I was davening. He said, no, you haven't missed your flight. Hashem made sure that you got your flight. Come back on the plane. So she got back on the plane. There was a steward. A steward went to the Rav on the plane and said to him, tell me, what's this all about? Tell me what happened. So he said, I'll tell you what happened. The Rav Shlomo wanted this girl to catch the plane because she was davening. She did not want her to lose out. So he said, you really believe in that? I said, I really believe in it. You don't believe in it? I have a class of giving an Arachim. Come to my class on Arachim and we'll talk more about it. Fine. Off they went. Fantastic. He actually turned up for the class on Arachim and he became a full Baal Tshuva. A full Baal Tshuva. Legamre, completely from. A few months later, he phones up the Rav and said, there's a particular girl I want to find out, if you don't mind finding out information for me about. There's a particular girl and, find out. Needless to say, that is a girl who was davening Shemona Esrei, who's getting older already, who found a shidduch with a student who became frum through her Shemona Esrei. Yeah, this is lo tov ra, v'lo yimiranu. We have to make sure that we don't compromise our values, we don't compromise our standards. That is a parasha of parasha b'chol kosai. Is bracha uklala is relevant on our minimum. We have to do the very minimum to make sure that we keep in it within a comfort level, but we can push ourselves way and beyond. An oni who gives a korban oshir is Yotzer. Shukoyach.